Military, you reach a point in your career where you've traveled enough, and that was our situation, and we were ready to retire from the military.
Yeah. Hawk's work boots are built from the simple idea that those who feed, build, and fuel the nation shouldn't have to compromise on work boots. Available only at Boot Barn, Hawk's constructs high-quality, field-tested work boots that provide unmatched protection and support for workers across all industries. Safety toe boots that are puncture-resistant, slip-resistant, and built with cushioned insoles for all-day comfort. Hawk's is built to last. Hawk's work boots, only at Boot Barn.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump signed an executive order calling for a ban on transgender athletes in women's sports. He says it will deny federal funding to organizations who support it.
With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
The battle, though, will likely move to the courtroom with legal challenges expected. Members of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, have been working at the centers of Medicare and Medicaid services that, according to three people familiar with the matter, according to CMS, the federal agency provides health coverage to more than 160 million through Medicare, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and the Health Insurance Marketplace. The suspect in the deadly shooting in a manufacturing facility in Ohio taken into custody today. Authorities say he is an employee and was at the work site. One person was killed, the motive unclear. Winter advisories stretching from the Midwest to the East Coast. Officials say ice and snow will make driving treacherous. This is ABC News. While much of the country is facing winter weather, more record heat is expected across the entire southern U.S., from Las Vegas to Raleigh, North Carolina. The lone suspect in a deadly shooting at a manufacturing facility in Ohio has been found and arrested.
Around 150 workers were inside KDC One Cosmetics in suburban Columbus last night when, without apparent provocation, one of them pulled a gun and opened fire on coworkers. Police say that someone was Bruce Reginald Foster III. One person died, five were wounded before Foster left the building. Almost 12 hours later, police served a warrant on a home in Columbus. They found and arrested Foster without incident. He's to be charged with aggravated murder. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A Stradivarius violin made in 1714 could be the most expensive musical instrument ever sold. When it goes to the auction block this week at Sotheby's in New York, it could fetch as much as $18 million. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Guys, don't make the mistake of waiting until the last minute to order your Valentine that special gift from the Cottage of Durand. Your special sweetheart deserves flowers, candy bouquets, jewelry, or stuffed animals from the Cottage. Order early and your gift will be delivered to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Not sure what to get? Missy and the staff can create a Valentine's gift she will truly enjoy. Don't get your someone special flowers from the gas station on Valentine's Day. Order that special gift from the Cottage downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
warmer and becoming cloudy today, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. And snow accumulations look like less than an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 23.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network and Bob Haig. Hundreds of people rallied at the Capitol in Madison to protest Elon Musk, a sign of growing unease over the unelected tech billionaire's role in the federal government. A statewide Amber Alert involving a pregnant teen remains in effect. Charges of child abduction and enticement filed against 40-year-old Gary Day, believed to be with 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam. Franklin is 3 months pregnant, and police say Day is the father. Members of the Wisconsin Legislature's Black Caucus kicked off the 2025 Black History Month celebration at the state capitol on Tuesday. Members have also reintroduced a resolution for the legislature to honor Black History Month. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Members are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Amplify Health from Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Gunderson Clinics and Tri-County Hospital. Residents in the city of Mondovi that have shallow water lines are asked by the city water utility to start running a small stream of water to prevent freeze-ups. Residents that do start running water are to call Mondovi City Hall to notify the city. Now, this is only for residents that have had waterline freeze-up issues in the past. 11 people no longer have a home after an early morning fire in Chippewa County. According to Sheriff Travis Hawks, crews put out a fire at a 12-unit apartment at around 3 a.m. Tuesday. The building's located on Highway 124 in the township of Eagle Point. Two people were taken to a hospital. The Red Cross is working to find living arrangements for the tenants that were displaced. The apartment was home to several registered sex offenders. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department and the Department of Corrections are working to find appropriate places for them. The public will be notified once they're relocated. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. The suspect in the homicide at Eau Claire's Dew Dodge Inn is being sent to an inpatient treatment facility. On Tuesday, a competency hearing was held for Anthony Jackson, who's been charged with intentional homicide and attempted intentional homicide for the December stabbing of 31-year-old Alex Graff. A report that was prepared by Dr. Ryan Stepp isn't available for public record, but a judge ordered that Jackson be sent to an inpatient treatment facility as soon as DHS thinks it's appropriate and possible. Another competency hearing is scheduled once an inpatient evaluation is completed. In December, Jackson stabbed Graff in the heart, face, and back in an unprovoked attack. Graff later died at a hospital. A Viroqua man has been accused of illegally shipping guns to buyers in Saudi Arabia. 60-year-old Mark Bushman is facing several firearms and conspiracy charges. Investigators say Bushman sold nearly $400,000 worth of guns and gun parts to the overseas purchasers over the last 5 years. Many of the firearm components were concealed inside household items like toasters, space heaters, and landscaping power tools when they were shipped, according to officials. A woman accused of lying to cover up her sister's role in a deadly southern Minnesota buggy crash has accepted a plea deal. Sarah Peterson agreed to plead guilty to two felony counts of criminal vehicular operation yesterday during a settlement hearing in Fillmore County. Peterson admitted to the court that she lied to investigators following the 2023 crash that killed two children and injured two others. The judge in the case will dismiss 14 other charges during a sentencing hearing next month. Her sister Samantha is set to go on trial for her role in the crash in July. You're listening to WRDN News.
At 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The staffs at Durand, Arkansas Middle and High School and also Ellsworth High School are raising money for staff members that have been affected by large medical bills. Morgan and Brent Deaver, who both work in Durand and Ellsworth districts, welcomed Prescott to the family earlier this year. But Prescott and Mom Morgan have had some medical issues and are still hospitalized. The staffs in Durand and Ellsworth are setting up a GoFundMe account to help the family with the medical bills. Donations can also be dropped off in the name of the Deaver family at Security Financial Bank. The city of Menominee is looking at the possibility of building a new police station. During this week's council meeting, the council reviewed a study of space needs for the department. The study found that the department is in need of additional space for mental health support, a forensics lab, and more room for records and equipment storage. The proposed site would be across from the Dunn County Government Center and be approximately 43,000 square feet with a price tag of $30 million. Currently, the police department shares space with the Dunn County Sheriff's Department. An Olmsted County Zoo has stopped accepting poultry donations due to the growing risk of bird flu. The Zolman Zoo in Byron accepts donations of meat to feed its animals, but will no longer take donations of chicken, duck, or other types of poultry. Zookeepers hope the public will increase donations of animals like deer, squirrel, rabbits, and fish. Officials say no animals at the zoo have been affected by bird flu, and they want to keep it that way. Governor Tony Evers is sharing plans to expand access to clean drinking water around Wisconsin. His plans are part of his upcoming 25-27 executive budget, which will be introduced February 18th. Earlier this year, he announced that over $145 million would be invested in addressing PFAS contamination across the state. The plan involves creating a PFAS community grant program to help municipal drinking water systems with testing for PFAS and eliminate them from drinking water. $2 million in emergency resources would be used to provide safe bottled water to people in Wisconsin and allocate $7 million in new funding to help farmers remediate PFAS contamination. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Your face can be your ticket into American Family Field this coming baseball season. The Milwaukee Brewers will conduct a test run of a new facial recognition technology at two of the stadium's gates. Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger says scanning cameras will be at the home plate and third base entrances. The team hopes that the innovation will shorten waits for fans entering the stadium. Fans who choose to use facial recognition will need to load a selfie onto the MLB Ballpark app on their phones. Those who choose not to will still be able to scan tickets downloaded onto their phones. Last season, seven Major League Baseball teams used facial recognition technology at their ballparks. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Ugh, I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Moody Motors to Hall recognition. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Feel like you're in the driver's seat and never miss a second of the race action with Racing Electronics. Racing Electronics scanners allow you to listen in on uncensored audio from your favorite drivers, spotters, and crews the entire race. Hear team strategy with critical passes, dangerously close calls, and all the pit stop drama. To learn more, visit them at racingelectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Ralph Moody will be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame Friday evening. Half of the famed ownership team, Holman Moody, the duo won 92 races, two championships with David Pearson, and the 1967 Daytona 500 with Mario Andretti. Hall of Fame executive director and former MRN pit reporter Winston Kelly shared some lesser-known Moody minutiae.
He drove a tank under General Patton in World War II. I think that's one of the things very few people will know, and that he was a successful driver, having won five Cup Series races prior to becoming a car owner and teaming up with John Holman.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Bucks made a move today, trading forward Chris Middleton and rookie A.J. Johnson to the Washington Wizards for forward Kyle Kuzma and former Milwaukee Panther Patrick Baldwin Jr. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Teams also swapped future second-round picks. Kuzma averaged more than 20 points a game each of the last two seasons, but he's dipped to just over 15 points a game this year. Bucks looking to end their four-game losing streak tonight. They're on the road in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. College hoops on the men's side, UW-Milwaukee at IU Indy. On the women's side, Wisconsin hosting USC at the Kohl Center, while Marquette is on the road at St. John's. 19th-ranked Badger men beat Indiana last night, 76-64. They jumped out to a 19-2 lead in the first 4.5 minutes and never looked back. Indiana coach Mike Woodson questioned his team's toughness after the fourth straight defeat, saying they are not mentally tough. And with 8 games left, they need a strong finish to make the NCAA field. Bill Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.
The calendar has turned to February, which means winter sports playoffs aren't far behind. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It is February, and Sun Prairie's Jimmy the Groundhog has told us we have just 7 more weeks of winter high school sports remaining. February also means the winter sports postseason gets underway, as hockey seed meetings are coming up this weekend, with boys swim and dive, as well as wrestling regionals just 10 days away. Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's look at what's going on in the hoops world. Last Saturday, we got a huge showdown in girls basketball, as Division I top-ranked Kimberly took on third-ranked Pewaukee. It didn't turn out to be much of a contest, as Pewaukee handed Kimberly its first loss of the year, 82-67, behind a game-high 28 points for Michigan State recruit Anna Tarian, as the Pirates forced the Papermakers into 29 turnovers in the game. Drew Doust of Southern Door moved into second place on the boys' basketball all-time scoring list in Wisconsin, with 27 points and a win over Brilliant, passing the legendary Mickey Crow for second all-time, as he sits at 2,747 career points. He's still more than 500 points shy of the state's all-time leading scorer, Anthony Pieper of Wausaukee. Among the big games on the schedule early this week is DePere at Ashwaubenon in a key FRCC game. DePere features Badger commit Zach Kinziger, while Ashwaubenon counters with Alabama recruit Amari Allen. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Conservationist Lan Tawney, the former president and CEO of Montana-based Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, is back with a new outdoors group. The American Hunters and Anglers Action Network will focus on protecting the nation's public lands legacy. More details about this new outfit when we return. But first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. Sportsmen and women active on social media likely have seen some posts appear this month from a new nonprofit organization, the American Hunters and Anglers Action Network. Lan Tawney, formerly of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, speaks in several videos promoting the new group, which he says will aggressively advocate for the nation's public lands. How is American Hunters and Anglers different from other outdoor groups? Well, Tawney says it will complement existing conservation organizations, in part because it's smaller, nimble, and can quickly lobby on behalf of the nation's hunters and anglers. You can check out its website at AmericanHuntersAndAnglers.org, where you'll see some of the issues the group says it staunchly opposes. Quickly, that includes transferring the management of publicly owned federal lands to individual states, or policies that weaken or threaten public lands, or threaten hunters and shooters' ability to own and possess firearms under the Second Amendment. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at OutdoorNews.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications, all 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warmer and becoming cloudy today, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. And snow accumulations look like less than an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 23.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. I'm on location. I am at the Buffalo Bill Farm and Ranch Expo, which is underway in North Platte. A variety of things that we're going to look at in this market trade for today, and what an interesting Wednesday trade it was. We're going to talk about what's happening with the weather in South America, who's getting rain, who's not. Harvest is underway. But what is the crop at this point? What size are they looking at? We've also been dealing with some tariff fatigue, but beans that have led in the correction. That's just the tip of the iceberg of what we're going to accomplish in today's program as Don Rose joins us. Don is with U.S. Commodities. And Don, I kind of want to start out with South America, because right now you're kind of in the heart of it down there and the opportunity to really see firsthand and get some knowledge and talking to folks down there. What is the weather situation? I know that there's been some pop-up showers in Argentina, but how dry is it? And is it still continue to be a big market concern?
Well, you know, glad to be back with you, Susan. I think number one, you know, it's a big country, you know, from Brazil all the way down to Argentina. So you have everything. I would say probably as big an issue as the dryness in southern Brazil and in northern Argentina, which that is a hot, dry pattern there, maybe, you know, stabilizing, but we'll see. It's the wet weather in the north. And to put it in perspective, you know, the roads, you know, they're not the nice plush roads that we have here, gravel and all this and that. There's a lot of dirt roads, and those roads, when it rains, muddy. So, you know, that is an issue. The harvest slowed down greatly because of that, but picking up momentum now. And, you know, the producers there, I would say probably somewhere around 15%, maybe a little bit more, of the farms have storage. And so there's a great need for bags right now, silo bags, and kind of a shortage of those bags at the present time. Looks like the yields, early yields, you know, were a little bit poor, but starting to pick up, improving now, Susan. So, and it looks like we're going to get some drier forecast going forward, and maybe some rain in southern Brazil and northern Argentina. So I would say the harvest weather's improving, and maybe some of these late crop developments down south are improving.
So how big is the crop? And we obviously want to know, as they want to know when our crop is growing. Are we going to see some decent or record yield numbers coming out of them?
Well, I think out of Brazil, I mean, I think the early yields, they start out a little bit poor, but then they're gaining momentum. And you talk about yields, there's a lot of 60 to 70 bushel yields, you know, is what you're looking at. So it's not like you're, you know, 40 bushel yields. But You know, the bottom line, I think you're still talking about a soybean crop that is 170 million metric tons in Brazil. Well, that's a 6.2 billion bushel crop. You know, look at our crop that we have, you know, just 4.4 billion just over. So in Argentina, it looks like, you know, it looks like they're going to be clipped a little bit. But, you know, it's not significant yet. You know, there's still development down there. But it looks like maybe a couple million bushel cut on soybeans. Is that significant? Maybe 300 million bushels. But when you're talking about Brazil making up for it, I think it looks like we still have a lot of competition going forward. And to put it in perspective for prices, for, you know, Brazil is well under the United States on soybeans. And for corn, for June offers, the ones that they're just putting in the ground right now, they're about 45 over the board, where our Gulf is about 65 over. So competition is coming first on corn from Argentina, and then it'll be from Brazil, the second corn crop, the safrinha crop, that they're just putting in the ground as the beans come off the ground. And by the way, they have to get those in quickly because the window closes February 20th from ideal planting. And then the final planting date is March 15th. So we'll see here. Remember, Brazil produces 20% of the corn, the world corn production, and 40% of the world soybean production. So a big elephant in the room there, Susan.
Oh, absolutely. Looking back here into the States, is there some tariff fatigue that's going to continue to play into this market the rest of this week?
Well, you know, I think that's it. I mean, this week you saw everything. It looked like, you know, tariffs were going to go in place, you know, across the board on Mexico and Canada and then China. And, of course, then down heavy on Sunday, then backed away from that, you know, agreement, at least a pause for 30 days. Then right behind that, you're talking China, February 10th. And it looks like they're going to be a little bit tougher here. It looks like they're targeting more the high tech, the Apple, the Googles. So, you know, it looks like they're trying to bend, get Trump to bend the knee there from negotiations. We'll see. But then also next week, you know, looks like we're going to have some talks between Ukraine and Russia and the Trump administration to see what works out there. So, a lot of stuff happening, and it's volatility. I'll just remind everybody that, you know, if we get closer to trade wars are a negative, not a positive, and there's significant downside if we get into any escalated trade wars, whether it be China, Russia, or with Mexico or Canada. So a lot of stuff on the table, and that's not even counting the EU. You know, we've got talks going on there too. So big world trade going on, a lot of stuff going forward. Good time for risk management in this uncertain time.
Oh, very much so. And really, Don, try not to play off of the emotion of the headlines as you look at the different things that are going to continue to pop up over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be knee-jerk reaction. I guess the best way I can put it, a lot of people haven't traded through all of these uncertainties. You know, we did have the embargo in 1980, which unfortunately I traded through. But when you look at it, I would say that the trade war and this tariff back and forth is probably more similar to a weather market. You know, you're as good as the next weather forecast. And I would say right now you're as good as the next negotiation that goes through. So, and, you know, we always go down faster than up.
We've got a lot more to come around. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAY & Associates.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue with Don Rose. Don is with U.S. Commodities. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening in our markets as we look at the board today. You talked about the funds being huge longs in the corn and the beans, but short on the wheat. What's been your takeaway for what's been going on there?
Well, you know, and I think you have to look at that. You know, it's been one thing after another with the wheat. It's really been Russia first selling wheat below the world market, although they had a very short crop. And then you run into southern hemisphere, Argentina and Australia, and they start selling wheat below the world market. And then China had a big crop, I think a record crop of wheat, and so they're really backed away. In fact, it looks like this week they canceled some wheat purchases, washed out of them, if you will, with Australia, just because they have big stocks of wheat. Well, they also have big stocks of soybeans, and we think adequate corn. So, you know, the wheat market is one that has been pressed down here. You got to be a little careful, because if it has any weather problems, it can certainly start a move to the upside. Try it again this week, back off again this week.
So will the beans leading the correction like they did today, is there some optimism that we might see a bit of a turnaround once the close hits tomorrow?
Well, you know, I think we're going to, I think right now, South America, it looks like to me that the Brazil farmer is going to be pretty aggressive selling. One, just because he doesn't have the storage. Two, they sell in U.S. dollars, so, you know, they've got a real advantage, and they buy in their real. So they're very profitable right now, corn and soybeans, where, you know, how we are, not so much so, you know. But I think the soybeans probably have the most downside here. But I think the farmer knows that too, and it looks like you really are going to, at some point in time, as of course it's a ways away, but I think we're going to start to look at, are we going to see more acres of corn, less acres of beans? And, you know, that one will play out. But before then, I think what you have is the seasonalities this time of year usually stall out. We usually talk about the John Deere low, and that's because we usually get competition from South America, and our farmers are cleaning up sales here, getting ready for spring work. So you usually get a little pressure right now. Usually February 6th is a seasonal time frame where the market usually stalls out from the run up. So right in this zone, Susan.
So what concerns do you have as we look at the biofuels? And it's a big growth area, but there's a lot of uncertainty that's kind of been weighing in.
Well, you know, and I think Brazil knows it too, is there such a expansion of acres in South America, production up, so it has to go somewheres. And you know, the aviation fuel is the number one driver, and I think that's for South America too, Brazil. But it looks like we're starting to lose the direction, the big stronghold where, like corn, biofuels really has to make up the difference, 40% of the crush, and it looks like that's what's going to happen with the soybeans. But we need some help out of the government. The Z45, the dollar a gallon credit, that one is an uncertain, although the Trump administration talks positive about it. Same thing with E15 year-round. Looks like they want to try and approve it, but we haven't seen anything. So, you know, that's one that can go both ways also, just like the weather can go both ways in the spring and you know, the tariffs. So there's a lot of moving parts out here that you have to keep track of. And, you know, like I said before, you can't say enough about when you're at these prices, protect what you have and use some kind of good risk management is our advice.
So switch gears and take a look at this livestock. What's your takeaway of the nice turnaround we saw in the feeder cattle and the live cattle today?
Well, there again, you know, you have this knee-jerk reaction as far as what's going to happen with the tariffs. You know, I guess the big winner on the tariff up and down, or the one with the most volatile, is the hogs. We're down $4, you know, on fears of tariff, and then it rallied back big. But, you know, the question is, are the seasonal highs coming at us yet here? As we go into the summer usually is. But your question was squarely on the cattle market. I mean, the numbers just aren't there. We did get one hint if you're looking forward to the cattle. The cattle inventory report, more calves than we thought. cow herd a little bit bigger than we thought. Not great, but we may be at that cycle where we're starting to put, a cycle turn in here. But, you know, it takes a couple of years before you get anything that really changes the momentum. So as far as production, so look for the demand side of it is going to be the one that really leads us going forward. Is the one thing. The dominant issue is the demand on beef has just continued to stay with us. You know, the box beef sharply higher this week. Demand for feeder strong. Export pace on cattle stumbled a little bit this week, but overall, it's a cattle market that is supply driven.
John, best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, you bet. Can reach us here at U.S. Commodities in West Des Moines at 1-800-247-4071.
And that's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. It's been 11 years since Smithfield Foods was last publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. In that time, the world's largest pork producer was bought by a Chinese food maker and taken private. But last week, Smithfield returned to U.S. markets. I'll have more after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's mysticlubes.com.
Yes, after more than a decade as a private company under Hong Kong-based WH Group, Smithfield Foods made its return to the U.S. stock market last Tuesday, raising $522 million in its initial public offering. But the stock did price lower than was expected by analysts, trading at around $20 per share, rather than the $23 to $27 range Smithfield and WH Group had initially targeted. Even with that lower debut, this IPO still values the company at more than $7.5 billion, a significant figure given the current volatility in the pork industry. For Smithfield, their current IPO is about more than just raising capital. Executives say it's a strategic shift. The company is doubling down on packaged meats while moving away from relying as heavily on fresh pork exports. Executives also say this IPO will help pay down debt and provide capital for infrastructure and investments. In addition, will continue in plant upgrades and automation. Smithfield CEO Shane Smith said, quote, "We believe the heavy lifting is done. The next phase will be focused on growth." Now, reactions to Smithfield's IPO have been mixed in the investment community. Some analysts see opportunity, particularly in the higher-margin packaged meats division that the company is looking to expand. Others, however, remain cautious, pointing to risks from tariffs, labor challenges, and ongoing lawsuits over alleged price-fixing in the pork industry. Regardless of how Smithfield performs on Wall Street, its influence on the U.S. pork market is undeniable. And as the company looks forward to ongoing trade disputes and new tariffs from the Trump administration, their goal is to shift more fresh pork into packaged meats rather than relying on exports, which could support higher margins. However, Smithfield and other meat processors are also warning their investors that stricter immigration enforcement could raise packing costs, as the industry does rely heavily on immigrant labor. I'll have more when we come back.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Yes, Smithfield Foods made headlines last week by listing itself again on the New York Stock Exchange. But their story is about more than just one company. The meat processing industry as a whole is in a period of transition as labor, regulatory, and trade pressures all change. Investors and livestock farmers will be watching to see who the winners and losers are. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for tonight with some snow showers, maybe some patchy freezing drizzle. Temperatures drop into the low 20s. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing but windy, highs close to 30. Partly sunny in low 20s for Friday. More snow for the weekend. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently 23 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Ryan County Watermelon Festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, I slowed down, took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. Some sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. about July. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Place.
Meet my friends for a girls' night out. Seems there ain't much to talk about. Same drinks that we're all raising, but all of the toasts just don't feel the same.
We used to be the life of the party. We used to be the ones that they wish they were.
With local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Why do you keep on staring? That mirror, mirror, it ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No, you won't make. Got
Thank you. sweet Adeline. I hot swim the poncho train. You stand beside your sweet Adeline. I do stand beside your sweet Adeline. Just to stand beside my sweet Adeline. I hot swim the poncho train. Oh, yeah.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The sun is up, time's at hand. There's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on life's highway. On city streets, down country roads,